Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Well, the Golden Globes may be over, but everybody is still talking about stuff that happened on the red carpet, including the interview with Mary J. Blige. She was asked if she had faced struggles of her own. You know, everybody's dealing with this sexual harassment situation. And she says, yes, ever since the age of 5 to 17, I went through hell with sexual harassment. She added, though, she hasn't really faced harassment during her time in the music industry, because by the time she got to the music business, she was like, don't touch me or I'll kill you. Yeah, that sounds about like Mary J. And The Weeknd says he will no longer work with clothing giant H&M after that controversial advertisement featuring a black child in a sweatshirt with the words, coolest monkey in the jungle. It was like, what were they thinking? Anyway, Weeknd woke up and tweeted, this morning I was shocked and embarrassed by the photo. I'm deeply offended and I will not be working with H&M anymore. Now, you know, Weeknd has released two collaborative collections with H&M and performed at its spring 2017 fashion show. Well, I gotta tell you, H&M has removed the image, but you know what? They are only taking it off the sweatshirts that they had planned to sell in the U.S. So, I guess it's okay to spread that negative image to the rest of the world, not just here. Done with you, H&M. And oh Lord, today Tavis Smiley is back on TV. Well, sort of. You know, he announced that he has a new deal. Yesterday, he says he is going to do an inspirational series. It's called The Upside with Tavis Smiley. It will be streamed online and shown on the Word Network, which is a religious-oriented cable and satellite channel directed at black viewers. He is also planning to do a five-city town hall tour to talk about relationships in the workplace. Now, as you might remember, Smiley was one of the guys caught up in the sexual misconduct cases in the past few months, but he's been very aggressive about fighting back, and he says that he plans to resume his career, and the new show is expected to start in the spring. Okay. Well, good for him. Anyway, you know, PBS investigators reportedly found women who felt their achievement at work was tied to the sexual relationship as an assertion that Smiley has denied. Okay, he'll be the test case for whether fans will be willing to overlook behavior that an employer considered out of bounds. It will also be interesting to see how many black folks still hold a grudge about Tavis's years of bashing President Obama. But you know what? I wish anybody all the luck they can get in this business, because we know it's hard out here. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you tune in to AURN.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.